friend. How you doing? This is Sasha, and you're listening to Enlivened. Clarity of direction starts with prioritization of values. All right, before we get into this episode, I want to tell you that this episode is brought to you by Core Purpose Blueprint. There aren't many days left for you to apply. So if you've been thinking about joining, if you've been thinking about living on purpose, making money, doing what you love, finding out the reason why you, the unique person that you are, why you incarnated on earth at this moment in time, and what you're here to do, who you're here to help, and what is your big message for the world. If you don't know the answer to these questions, I highly, highly, highly encourage you to get on a clarity call. Where we stand at this moment, there aren't many spots left in the course, but there are more clarity calls than there are seats. And only the people who are really, truly a fit will be offered a spot. What are the qualities that I'm personally looking for? Well, I'm looking for high quality students, people that they don't need to know everything, but they're willing. Their commitment level is high. So what does that look like? That looks like showing up on calls, being there on time or early, prioritizing the work after class, being willing to do the homework, being willing to go full on. It is a 100-day sprint. What that means is that there will be moments that you will think that you can't do it. I will be there, I will hold you, and I will remind you that you can fucking do it. But it's a co-creation. I was just looking over the curriculum for the next 100 days, and it's jam-packed. I mean, it's everything that I think you absolutely, absolutely, absolutely need in order to make money doing what you love. So there is an aspect that is complete strategy. So I set you up with your systems and like what you really, really need to have. If you do want to be the kind of person who has an online presence and who has the desire to be a service provider online. So things like being a coach, being a mentor, being a healer, being somebody who is a specialist at something, basically being a brand of who you are, but also helping yourself, whatever that looks like for you. We have people that are joining the program who their core interest is just to find out more about who they are, but there will still be offered an example of, hey, by the way, like if you really want to make money being yourself and honing your skill and making yourself more valuable to the world, these are the systems that you need to have in place in order to establish yourself online as an authority. So there is the aspect of strategy, but there's also the aspect of soul, which to me is probably the biggest, most intense part. Just the soul aspect, like figuring out who I am, what I'm here to do. Like these are the big questions that make a person's existence happy or not happy. And when I'm talking about happiness, you guys know I don't really believe in the fickle, ever effervescence of happiness. It's more like, to me, happiness is ephemeral, meaning it doesn't last, it's fleeting. What I believe is the grounded feeling that I'm personally looking for and personally looking to teach others is that fulfillment is something that nobody can take away from you. Fulfillment comes when you're being in integrity with yourself. And that is what Core Purpose Blueprint helps you to do. So that is the soul part. The soul part is making sure that you feel fulfilled as fuck, being on purpose, being yourself, that when you catch your eye in the mirror, you're so fucking proud. You're like, this is me. This is me. And I'm living my life completely empowered being who I am. That feeling is luxury. That feeling is the best part of my life. The other parts, that the perks that come with that, are like cherries on top. But the feeling of being so proud of myself and looking at myself in the mirror and knowing that I'm pushing myself and feeling like I'm worthy of putting effort towards my dreams, that feeling is, that's true luxury. The luxury of just knowing that you're doing exactly what you want to do, exactly what you feel like you should do, feeling like when you're having a conversation with someone, like you're not embarrassed to say exactly what you're doing. You're proud. That is like, that's not something that I had for most of my life. And I can tell you, when you don't have those things, it's painful. You feel like you need to make excuses. You feel like you need to defend. You feel like you need to explain everything to everybody and they don't get you. And it's like, when you're completely aligned and you're completely in integrity with yourself, you have zero care. Like, you don't even want to explain yourself to people because it feels like a waste of time. It's like, if you don't get me, I don't care. Anyways, I digress. This is not even the topic of today's episode. This was just me talking about core purpose blueprint and how it's about soul and strategy, making sure that you are here on purpose in terms of who you are deep down, the core of you, the core essence of you. And then also knowing the strategy, knowing the steps, knowing which systems to put in place, knowing what you actually need and what you really don't fucking need. Because the truth is, everything is online. And that is the problem. You have an overwhelm of ideas. You have an overwhelm of voices. I can tell you right now that the reason why people get coaches and the reason why people come work with me is because I help them to narrow down what they actually need and what they don't fucking need. At the beginning of my journey, I worked with several different coaches, and some of them gave me certain tips. Some of them gave me other tips, and I was confused. I was like, which is it? I don't know who to believe. I don't know who to trust. And I had to really do a lot of work to figure out what works for me is different than people who are making $9 million a year. At the beginning of your journey, you need to operate like a solopreneur. You need to operate in the most efficient way that makes sense for your energy type and your energetic output. And I know that we're going into the nitty-gritty here, but what I'm trying to get to you to like understand is that you can't focus on everything and be successful. You have to narrow your focus so much at the beginning. So this is actually how we're going to go into today's episode. So today's episode, as I was saying in the beginning, clarity of direction starts with prioritization of values. This is basically my essay. This is my thesis. This is my sentence. Clarity of direction starts with prioritization of values. Now, let me share with you a beautiful analogy to demonstrate and to further develop this idea that when we're trying to figure out what we should do in life, when we're trying to figure out which direction we should go towards, like, should I just get married and have somebody take care of me? I know that there's some people like that. They just don't want to struggle. They feel like everything is so hard, and they secretly pray that somebody will come out of nowhere. They'll meet a rich guy and they'll take care of them. Oh, woman, being taken care of is a beautiful thing. And if that is your desire, go for it. Honestly, there's nothing wrong with that. What's wrong with that is you believing that there's something wrong with that. What I'm talking about here is not that. What I'm talking about here is not hoping for nests, right? This is something that I talk about often. Instead of hoping for nests, like little bird nests, to appear, it's about growing our wings, right? Our wings, our inherent wings that we have, and growing them, realizing we have them in the first place, and growing them and relying on ourselves, right? Like falling back on who we are, on our own power in order to get what we want in life. If we want more financial stability, if we want to, realize our potential, it is up to us to claim that. It is up to us to spread our wings and bat them up and down, right? Use them to fly. What I mean here is, instead of hoping and praying for another job, another person to fulfill those needs, we go get them ourselves. We go get them met ourselves in ways that feel really good to our sense of integrity, in ways that we're not embarrassed of, in ways that we don't feel like we're giving our power away to someone else, to another company, to another being, right? When you are being a solopreneur, for example, an entrepreneur online, when you are being a business owner, what I love about this is that it's completely up to you how you live your life. You literally don't depend on anybody else. And that is super scary in the beginning, but it's also so fucking worth it if you are built that way. It is not for everybody. Let's be straight. It's not for everybody. But if you are built that way, and if it's something you desire, if it's a desire of yours, if you could see yourself do it, trust me, you are meant to do it. If it's a desire inside of you, you're meant to do it. If it's a desire inside of you, but you're just a little bit scared and you're like, oh, I would rather be part of somebody else's mission, that might be your path. You might be part of being on someone's path. But also, it might just be the fear telling you that you want to be in somebody else's shadow in order for you to fulfill your purpose and your needs. Now, let me get something straight. There are people, and they are so important in our world. There are people who are the integrators. If you haven't read the book, Rocket Fuel, they talk about this. They talk about the visionary types and the integrator types. So the visionary types are more feminine and fluid and dreamer, and they dream of the big vision. And then there's the integrator type, who is the person who actually like is behind the scene, but they make the freaking whole thing run. They get it all to make sense, and they go into the nitty-gritty details, and they're like, without them, the world does not run. Because if you just had visionaries, like truly, you wouldn't get anything done, because nobody would actually like put in the work to make that thing happen. Now, if you are somebody who wants to make your company happen, if you want to be empowered, if you look at my content and you're like, this is what I want to do, you do have to be both a visionary and an integrator in the beginning. When you're a solopreneur, when you are just a one-man show, one-woman show, you have to be both at the same time. But one of the ways that I personally like to navigate this is that I know very, very, very well when I'm in visionary mode and when I am in integrator mode. I know exactly what kind of tasks I need to, like what kind of hat I need to wear. I know exactly what kind of hat I need to wear at what time for which tasks. This is because I fucking know myself. And you guys know that. Like, I've done a lot of work to make sure, oh my God, my energy right now is the kind of quality for a visionary task. My kind of energy right now is the kind of energy for an integrator task. And it's really important to know what kind of energy you're swimming in and what kind of clarity you're swimming in, because that's how you become efficient as fuck. Okay, now, I told you that I was going to share with you an analogy, and this is the analogy. The analogy is climbing. I put down Everest, but let's keep it at Everest, but it could also be a hike in your neighborhood. So you have to climb, and let's say it's a big climb that you need to sleep at the end of the day. So you need to sleep there at the top of the mountain, and then you go back down the next day. Okay. The reason for this analogy is because I want to help you to understand that at the top of the mountain, you will need to have a certain amount of things to make sure that you are minimally comfortable. So, for example, you need to have something to sleep on or sleep in, or like a sleeping bag. You need to have some kind of food, right? You need to be able to keep yourself warm enough if it's not that hot outside where you live. You need to have a certain amount of things in your backpack as you climb, in order for you to be like somewhat comfortable, right? So what I'm trying to say here is that in the backpack, as you are climbing Everest, as you are climbing that mountain in your neighborhood, as you are climbing a mountain, you cannot have every single thing that you possibly can have in your backpack. For example, yes, part of you probably wants to sleep on a memory foam mattress at the top of the mountain. You probably want to carry a like huge gallon of water. You probably want to carry so much equipment to cook the best meal ever when you get to the top. You might even want to bring a big camera to make sure that you take amazing photos, right? All of those things are important and valuable, but it's up to you to decide, is this worth the weight that is making my climb harder? This is part of the entrepreneurial journey. It's about realizing that if I have a goal, and my goal, I don't want to just reach that goal. I want to reach that goal in integrity. I want to reach that goal while honoring myself. A lot of people think that starting your own business and being ambitious is about getting to a goal of financial stability. It is that. But it's that while staying in integrity. It's not just that at any cost. It's not just that at any price. It's not the end all be all. The journey is unbelievably important. The journey needs to be delicious. And that doesn't mean that the journey needs to be without effort. The journey needs to have effort for it to feel good. Now, let me say this again. Obstacles and challenges make it more enjoyable. It is a good thing. It feels amazing. Not in the moment when you encounter them, but when you face a challenge and you're like, I don't know how to fix this right now. I don't know how to go around this. I don't know how to like break through this layer of doubt, of I'm not seeing things clearly. I don't know what to do. The excitement comes when you know that you're the kind of person that this thing is not going to stop. Like, yes, this is a roadblock. Yes, this is a little bump on the road, but I know deep down, this isn't going to stop me. It's who you are in the face of the obstacle, not the obstacle. And let me tell you that the most delicious part of my journey so far, it's the moment that I see an obstacle and I realize that I will become a greater version of myself upon climbing that obstacle, upon going through that obstacle and gaining the wisdom that the obstacle brought me. Because obstacles bring us wisdom if we choose to see it that way. Every single obstacle I have been through, every time that I have gone down a path that was actually not for me in the entrepreneurial journey. For example, like I was saying in the beginning, I learned about all of the ways because I didn't pay for coaching right away. I didn't pay for a mentor right away. I listened to a shit ton of podcasts and books and I was like, okay, well, they're doing it this way. Let me try to see what that looks like for me. I have a 1-3 profile in human design. And the 3 line is a trial and error line. And let me tell you, it leaves me kind of exhausted all of the time, but it gives me so much fucking wisdom on what not to do. And this is why I think I'm at the place in my journey that I'm not just somebody who understands purpose and wisdom and all of that, but I also understand the strategy of business because I have fucked up so much, because I have done things the wrong way, because I have wasted my time on the wrong things. Now I know what actually matters, what actually works for me. And I can tell right away when I meet someone, I'm like, oh, this is not going to work for you. This is going to work for you. You like putting your energy in things like this. You don't like putting your energy in things like that. Your medium is not your voice. Your medium is your writing. So for example, when I speak to someone, I can feel the way they like to express. I can tell if they're actually meant to be an amazing speaker, but something is just holding them back. Or are they actually meant to express in a different way? For example, there's artists, there's people who write, there's people who do it all, and there's people who they're just not meant to express in that specific way. Not everybody is meant to have a podcast. Not everybody is meant to sing songs. Not everybody is meant to be a painter. There are different ways of expressing. Even just on an Instagram, some people have graphics that are so genius and quotes, and they know how to go to Canva and make it look amazing. And some people, it's just a bunch of selfies and they look amazing in those selfies. And maybe they're showing off an amazing body or their decorating skills or whatever. It's like all of us have a different kind of genius. But we need to understand, it's not like what's the best part of me, but it's like what of me is something that if I share it, will enrich the life of another. That's the question. Because the truth is, if you want to get started in business, if you want to make money doing what you love, your business exists to solve other people's problems. Your business exists to solve other people's problems. Your business exists to solve other people's problems. If you focus on that, you will have so much fulfillment. I didn't understand this right away. I thought, do what you love. You'll never work a day in your life. And I was like, what should I do? What should I do? And I never thought about who I'm actually here to help. And the truth is that fulfillment comes as you are doing the helping. So if you do want to live a life of fulfillment, you have to think about who benefits from me being on purpose. Who is the one, who is the person? And it might just be one person in the beginning, because you might not be able to like recognize who you're actually like helping. And this is a little trickier in the beginning. And trust me, the more that you trust, the more that you keep going towards like who you can help, it will broaden. It will clarify. You will like zero in exactly on that specific kind of person that you're here to help. You are here to shorten the path. Everybody can do a lot on their own. We don't really truly need other people, but other people really help. And other people, they shouldn't tell you, I do it my way. It's more about helping you to find out how to do it your own way. A really good coach, a really good mentor will help you to nurture your own inherent power, your own inherent strengths. They see your unique skills. They're not trying to put their skills on you. You see what I mean? It's about recognizing the core essence of a person and expressing that more. It's about nurturing that, right? Everybody, you know, I talk about having an acorn. It's about knowing what kind of soil, what kind of environment, what kind of, how much water do you need? How much sun do you need? Like what are the ingredients that you need, in what order, at what cadence, in order for you to grow into the person that you've always been? The person you've always been, but for some reason you're like not living up to that because you're afraid still. And that's okay. You know, I talked in the last episode about, you know, little traumas, like little T trauma, stuff that you can't, like other people can't see, stuff that you might not even recognize hurt you in the past, and how that holds us back. It's because we don't feel safe to be who we are. So we feel like we have to live with masks. We feel like we have to live and not be fully empowered because we're scared that we're taking too much space. We're scared that we're speaking too loudly. We're taking up too much room. We're afraid of shining a big shadow on other people if we shine too bright. And this is like little messages from school, little messages from movies, little messages from our family and our siblings. And it's like, okay, now that I know that all of these things exist, am I truly living empowered, or am I still hiding a little bit? And when you're hiding, what's important to know and what's important to do is not judge yourself. Recognize you're hiding. Recognize you're not living up to your own potential, like your own potential, what you feel is your potential, not what anybody else tells you you should do. You know deep down when you're on purpose. You can't lie to yourself. If you want to know if you're on purpose, look in the mirror and say, I'm on purpose. And pay attention to what messages you're getting in your body. There was a time in my life when I said that in the mirror and it was not true. And I could feel it. And I was like, okay, what do I need to do to make sure that I am on purpose? What do I need to do to make sure that when I say I am on purpose in the mirror, it feels like this is the motherfucking truth? Keep doing that. Keep refining. Keep taking out the things that don't feel like they are on your purpose. And trust me, you will get to a point when what you say in the mirror is true and you feel it in your bones. And this will require a level of courage from you that it will probably bring you to your knees. It will probably bring you to your knees. This is why most people are not living on purpose. It's because it requires a level of courage that most people are not willing to go through. Because staying in your comfort zone does not require any courage. Staying in your comfort zone does not require any vulnerability. It doesn't. When you stay in your comfort zone, it's like staying in the big armored suit. You're staying in the big, big, thick armor. And when you're staying with the thick armor, the armor protects your truth. The armor is like a barrier. I say in the past, like it's like a condom. It's like something that barricades you from the world. So it's something that other people can't feel the real you. They can't feel the real you. Even if you feel like you're being yourself, other people perceive the armored version of you, whatever you're choosing to put out, as opposed to your full fucking truth. It's like a big buffer, a big veil that veils your authenticity. People can't feel your authenticity when you protect yourself. They can't feel your truth when you're protecting yourself. And I know that you're doing it to protect yourself. But this is the, you know, the catch 22. You have to know that you're protected even if you express. And maybe in the past, that was not the case. Maybe you shared who you really were with your parents and with your siblings and with your friends, and they made fun of you. Or maybe you saw somebody else being made fun of. And you're like, oh, shit, I'm not doing that. That is not safe. And this leads me to my last point, is that you need to find your crew. You need to find your crew of people who believe in you. And in the beginning, it will not be a crew. It might just be one coach. It might just be one mentor who, when you're speaking to them, you believe in yourself. You believe in yourself because they fucking believe in you. When you look at somebody who has the things that you want, who has established themselves in the way that you want to establish yourself, and they believe in you, all of a sudden, you can't fall back to not believing in yourself because they believe in you. And all of a sudden, everything becomes real, 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 real. Like, holy shit, I need to take responsibility for my dreams. What? And this is when the magic starts. So my friends, if this is something that you've been thinking about doing, you know what to do. You need to book a clarity call. And like I said, you know, there are more clarity calls at this point than there are spots. If people like make me want to make an exception for them, if they're that good, I will maybe make room for them, or maybe I'll tell them to join next round. But this round is really, not to talk about price, but this is the lowest it's ever gonna be, because it's only gonna get better. Like, I'm only gonna have more of a bigger team to help me put out this much energy, this much quality into what I'm doing in order to create the kind of transformation that really I know is needed for you to be making money from being on your purpose. Like, I know what is needed because I've done it. I know how dramatic and how intense that transformation is. And I know that the level of energy that I'm putting into this is not sustainable forever because I'm putting so much of my genuine energy into it now. So I will need a team at some point that it'll be bigger, a bigger team to help me carry forth this massive mission of helping women become radically empowered. And that includes financial empowerment, because I know you have a mission on your heart, something that is so fucking important to you. And only if you had like a little bit more money, you would be able to help more people. You would be able to make a bigger difference in the world. You would be able to help the world in the way that you want to help the world. But the reason that's stopping you, it's because you're tied up and you're not making enough money. So you're at the whim of receiving money from something else, from somewhere else. That is not empowerment. Empowerment is you feeling like you can do what you want in the world and do your mission in the world. So it's about knowing how to create that kind of value, how to create change in somebody else's life so much, like such a big change in other people's lives that they want to pay you because they know that if they work with you, it's like a shortcut to what they really want. This is what I want to help you to do. I want to help you do this because it makes sense for me. It makes sense for you. It makes sense for the world. When you are on your purpose, you will be the one to bring some kind of amazing value to somebody else. And that value to them will mean the world. And they will just be like so grateful to have worked with you it will feel amazing for them to pay you. It will feel amazing for them to pay you because they will be like, oh my God, you like seriously added so much quality to my life. You lessened so much suffering. Oftentimes, when you work with service providers, they don't just give you things. They lessen the suffering. They lessen the suffering. And I know if you're listening to this, you have a heart of gold and you might be a coach or a healer or a mentor or a specialist in meditation or something like that. And you have a unique set of skills. You are lessening their pain. Do you know how valuable that is? There's no fucking price on that. And to the level that you're able to do this in a short amount of time, like the shorter amount of time, that is your value to the marketplace. It is not a price per hour. This is a mindset of our society for the most part. But this is not where the world is going, my friend. The world, like, I don't know if you've noticed, but everything is starting to be online. Like, so many people started working online because of coronavirus. And so many companies now want to operate this way. What does that mean? They don't need to pay for the company building. They can raise the salaries of their employees. It's amazing. We are moving into a new direction. Hello, Aquarian age. This is it. Aquarian age is the age of information. It's the age of the internet. It's the age where we connect beyond just physical. We connect to the whole world. The communication that we have, the channels that we have, it's so much broader. We can reach so many more people. We can help so many more people. My mission is to bring more fulfillment and more fun to more people because we fucking can. There are people that are struggling so badly right now. You want to help them. I want to help them. We can only help them when we have learned how to help ourselves sustainably over time. Because the truth is, yeah, you can go help this person move. You can go help this person, go sit with this person and give all of your energy away. And then you get home and you have nothing left to give to your purpose, to your business, because you gave it all away to things of the moment. The truth is that you need, if you really want to hit that fulfillment, when you're not just draining yourself every day, you need to build a foundation. You need to build a foundation that builds over time. Something that builds over time, energy that when you put it in, it gives back instead of just like being lost forever. Please remember the most important thing. Clarity of direction starts with prioritization of values. You need to know your values. You need to know which values matter the most. You need to know which values you need to carry on the top of Mount Everest and which values are too heavy, which responsibilities are too heavy to carry. You need to know which ones you absolutely need. You absolutely need water. You absolutely need a sleeping bag. Do you absolutely need the camera that weighs like 30 pounds? I don't know what kind of camera you have. You need to make decisions on that. What do you absolutely need to feel that level of fulfillment? What is a non-negotiable? Like, I need this. I need this before I die. Focus on that. And the moment that you've chosen like 6 or 7 things and it's like too much and it feels too heavy to carry and you don't have clarity of purpose, you know you need to remove 1 or 2. It literally needs to be like 3 things that you focus on nonstop. Watch your purpose grow at lightning speed when you do that. And that includes putting up rigid AF boundaries with love. And you need to know that it's people will push back. People will push back on your boundaries. And you need to know that it's important for you to uphold them in a loving, loving, loving way. Because you are worthy of living a life of purpose. I love you. Bye-bye.